This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Interest rates are up. Conversation about the Russians rigging our elections. Thanks to hacking. What do you say? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. It's a quick hit if you want to dive in on that one. 855-266-5283. Let's jump to those stories. So, interest rates. You knew this was going to happen. Janet Yellen, she was threatening. She was looking as though she was going to do it. And finally, yep. The interest rate goes up. So the U.S. Federal Reserve raised the interest rates and signaled a faster pace of increases in 2017. Central bankers adapted to the incoming Trump administration's promises of tax cuts. So the increase in the federal funds rates to a range of between 0.50% and 0.75% was pretty much expected. But a brisker monetary tightening contributed to a sell-off in a shorter-dated U.S. Treasury and stocks. So that's what happens. Then dump, 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 dump. Fed Chair Janet Yellen said Donald Trump's election had put the central bank under a cloud of uncertainty and already prompted some policymakers to shift their view of what's to come. Trump's inauguration is still a month away. But some of the participants, Janet Yellen would tell you, had begun shifting their assumptions about fiscal policy. At least five of 17 Fed policy makers appeared to have boosted their interest rate outlooks in September, according to the new dot plot of rate projections. Remember, Trump was critical of Yellen during the campaign, considered likely to replace her when her term ends in early 2018, I'm certain of it. Had not by late afternoon issued any comment about the rate decision. But it's up, up, up. Even if it seems like a little bit, there is some significance to it. Let's put it that way. And do you think Putin rigged the election? There is a lot of conversation about it. That this is the reason we're seeing what we're seeing is because of Putin. I think we start a movement. Blame it on Putin. Everything's about Putin. But seriously, the conversation has just ratcheted up to an even higher level. That's what it's about. And he may have known about it because he was no fan of Hillary Clinton's since Clinton was so critical of Putin. Let's go to Grim. Hey, Grim, how are you?
I just took a Putin.
But
that's
I'm
about how I feel. You know, I mean, really. I see that little firecracker that you got down there in Dallas doing the blaze, little Timmy.
Yeah.
Yeah, she stumped me. She was on Nightline tonight. That was pretty interesting.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, she's starting off at 20 instead of waiting until she gets to be 60.
There you go.
Yeah, well, you know, hindsight will be a burden upon her, you know, a little bit, probably. But I'm glad she's speaking out, though. But, you know, you're married, so you have been in the dating field for quite a while. And, of course, you know, old Dan, he's still a dater. So, last weekend I went out of town on a little vacate with a girl I know, and we got to the motel, and she looked at the bag, and she said, "Oh, I see you packed Viagra for ED." And I asked her, I said, "Who's this Ed?" Now, I'm getting a little upset about hearing about Ed all the time, every time we go out. She said, "Oh, Ed ain't his name."
Oh, that's funny.
I saw that. I've been trying to make light. I don't even like watching those commercials, to be honest with you, Kate. That's just stuff that shouldn't be advertised. And I tell you,
it's not like we're all prudes, but it's like, why? I mean, good for the drug companies, of course, but it is weird. There's no decorum.
Call me old-fashioned. That I'm from the 1950s when the FCC regulated a lot of this stuff. And my dad, I don't want to hear about no phenomenon napkin when I sit down and go to eat supper.
Right. Right.
Of course, at that time, most men kept their problems to themselves.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is a problem, a lot of us pass away sooner.
Right.
I don't know, Kate. Where's the world headed, Kate?
I know. It is. It's like nothing is all out of bounds. It's crazy.
I thought cable was meant to carry that type of stuff, It's just like, when we come out with the Internet, there they had the good chance, and I've said this so many times in your show, it should have been meant for strictly an educational tool, and it can still be done. I tell you what, if Trump wants to put somebody in charge of the FCC, I'd be more than happy. I got the qualifications for it. I was a commo chief in the military, so I pretty much know everything about communication. And that's basically what my father was, as an engineer. It's just ridiculous. Anyhow, I was listening to Levin, too, today, and he was trying his best to describe what the Democratic Party is all about. I mean, he went back through the ages, like underneath FDR when the progressive, he started the progressive movement. And, after this, what is it, Muslim socialism and, he's saying, just what's the problem? He wanted anybody to call in and say, well, tell me just who they are, where they're headed, And I got to thinking, I know what Democrats are.
Yeah, I know what Democrats are.
I know exactly what they're all about.
Yeah.
God, I forgot the punchline to it. Can you believe that?
Yeah, where's that punchline? You got to go find that punchline. You forgot that punchline.
Well, no, it's kind of odd, but it's well deserved and related. Most guys kind of drama queens. There it is. That's what they are. They're drama queens.
I gotcha.
Yeah, I mean. Kind of like my dad said, there's some people in this world that the only time they have happiness or pleasure is from other people's misery.
I think there's a lot of people that sit in that position. I agree.
Well, that's when I was younger and unrealistic to the world and thought everything was Disney. You know what I mean? Happy endings it's not always that way.
Yeah, sounds like my mother, Grim. Thanks for the call. My mother used to say that. Did I tell you life was fair? She used to say that to me. I don't know where you got that idea. Hey, coming up, you know who we have coming up on the show at the tail end of the show? Remember Johnny Most from Happy Days? He was Ralph. This guy is an unbelievable singer. Wait till you hear him. It's mind-blowing. And plus, he still is acting. Stay with us.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
100% grass-fed beef for your health. When comparing to commercial-raised, they offer more good fats while cutting the bad. Antioxidant-rich, including vitamin E and C, plus beta-carotene. Free of added hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs, for all of your fresh, non-cooked products, the only ingredient is 100% grass-fed beef. Go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to receive 30% off your order. Go to MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's all right, doing the best you can. Well, it's all right.
Once again, no surprise to me, the mailbag is full, full, full. So hats off for that, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I always say this, if you want to get a hold of me and you're not listening to me during the regular radio broadcast hours, which we live in that kind of world, I get it, and I so appreciate it. I see the thousands and thousands of downloads, so that's fabulous. You can absolutely still reach out, though. Just go to ericatonight.net, click on contact, and let your thoughts fly. A lot of thoughts on many different things this time around. So let's dive into the email.
You have mail, mistress.
Okay, here's where we start. How about this? This one from Jake. Oh, Kate, Alan Thicke, I heard you say that he died while he was playing hockey with his one way. That is amazing to be doing something you love, but in another way, how horrible for his son. Can you imagine that? I can't imagine that. I think it's so sad. You know, it's the hardest thing that we deal with, no question. And then he goes to say, I remember him. I was just a baby kid, but I watched the reruns, and I thought he was just that cool dad that everybody wanted. Jason Seaver. I even remembered his name when I heard you mention that he had died. Yeah, that show was really popular, even in reruns. So Growing Pains took off for a whole generation that didn't see it the first time around. I remember Kirk Cameron was his son, and he, again, he was just this guy that epitomized the whole dad thing, the wholesome kind of life, and an 80s sitcom, and yeah, and I think because of syndication, like I mentioned, people know who he is if they didn't initially know him, so wow, that's sad. All right, so We move on to another one about Alan Thicke. Kate, I heard you say that deal about Alan Thicke. Oh, my gosh. I was so shocked. Did you know that he was Canadian? I heard you mention the fact that he was playing hockey, so not a surprise. He was a huge hockey fan. Just a giant hockey fan. He had the chance to skate with some of the greats. He did. I saw a picture of him. Somebody, the NHL actually posted it up, and it was Alan Thicke, Wayne Gretzky, I think it was Phil Esposito, and Gordie Howe. Can you imagine for him, that's like the trifecta plus because of his love for, for hockey. But anyway, yeah, and again, he was with his 19-year-old son, but It is a strange deal because he was there. It's a heart attack, you know. All right, we move on to this one from Joseph. Kate, I have to tell you that I'm just so intrigued by what Donald Trump is doing. You know, I was kind of iffy on him when he ran, probably like a lot of people. I didn't want Hillary Clinton, but I wasn't thrilled with the Republicans' choice. And here's what I would say. I do like the fact, whether it's he's trying to get people excited or it's just how it's played out. But the idea that he's meeting with, and you said this, that you thought it was interesting that he was meeting with all kinds of different people and it was very visible. And I think actually that's a good thing. Well, I agree. I think the idea that that whatever's happening, hey, we're talking about diversity, we're talking about changing the ways we're doing healthcare, we're talking about whatever. So I'm meeting with a whole bunch of people and brainstorming is the wrong word. Talking about possibilities, looking for people to be advisors, then that means open-minded. That means willing to listen, hopefully anyway, and certainly that's what it looks like. Hey, listen, no matter what happened, and no matter who you voted for, let's hope that we're all Americans, right? And we're hoping for the best. We're not, it's not like it's, although it feels like that, and doesn't it often in politics, it's not like it's sports and we're going to the arena and we're cheering against the other team. I mean, now at this point, this is our president. He is our president. So let's hope that what we see is we do see some meeting of the minds, some compromise, some conversation with Democrats and people with different points of views. It's certainly in business. That's what you do in business. It's not about that. It's not the politics of business is a little bit different. It's about what's the outcome. And what is the outcome when you're the president? It's to be the best president you can and to have stability and growth economically and otherwise. So we'll see. How about this? I was talking about this Arctic front, and I said, listen, if you live where it snows, you know it, right? You know every year this is what's going to happen. The temperatures are going to just totally crash. It's going to be cold. I'm going to get out my winter stuff. And the temperature shift in the Arctic is what, you know, people are talking about, trying to talk about what's happening there. The NOAA report, which just came out, or there was another one that came out anyway, what Trump says is that global warming was created by the Chinese. He called it a hoax in a bunch of public statements back in 2014 about a cold winter. I think what we're seeing now is what we normally see, but it brings up that conversation, right? So in the NOAA report, as I got here from this email, is the study shows that an increase in average air temperature between October 2015 and September 2016 was the largest since 1995 at 6.3 degrees Fahrenheit or 3.5 degrees Celsius. You know what all that means? Above those recorded in 1900, making it the highest average on record. So the temperature shift is what this report is saying. In the Arctic points to global climate change, according to the report, again, which called the hotter temperatures a major indicator of global warming and the influence in greenhouse gases. So this is definitely a part of the conversation. And remember, last week, Trump picked to lead the Environmental Protection Agency, Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt, who says, forget this, you know, whole thing. That the debate is definitely far from settled, and he's talked about that, over whether, you know, what people are saying, over whether there's human activity that's contributed to the warming of the earth. But Scott Pruitt, and that's what he's saying, it's ridiculous that, yes, we're going to still have that debate, but nobody, one of the things Trump said just the other week, on a Fox News Sunday interview is nobody really knows if climate change is real. So now there's concern over what's happening there. I'd say there's so much else that's happening that, especially when we're seeing what's happening with healthcare, that this is definitely on the agenda. These conversations, etc., that this NOAA Arctic report card, they're saying it points to global warming and these rising temperatures, and now with the new regime, we'll see where they, you know, go with that. All right, let's move on to this one. This one is from Shell, who says, Kate, isn't it interesting to see what's going on with the stock market? One day high, one day low, one day it seems as though it's stabilizing, and the next day it seems as though it's crashing. So as to my saying it's high and it's low, what do you make of that? Oh, I make of it that anytime you have any kind of negative news, anytime you're talking about earnings reports, you can see the market tank on earnings reports. Anytime you have really super high positive news, it seems to rise. The thing that's interesting is everybody was talking about the demise of the stock market when Trump was elected, but the opposite mostly happened. It went in the other direction. So you have to remember, no matter what, when you are betting on stocks, betting. You are betting on stocks. You're looking at companies. You're looking at earnings reports. You're looking at projections. You're looking at performance. And you're trying to figure out, is this a stock that's going to go up? Is this a stock that's stable? Is this a stock that has a dividend? You know, all those kinds of things. I'm not trying to tell anyone what to do. But if you're playing around the stock market, which in everyone's portfolio, if you can have a little bit of it, especially if you work for a great company and they give you a 401k, well, then you're going to have access to it and it makes sense. But it's good to educate yourself on what's happening out there. But you're definitely at the craps table. Even the best blue chip stocks can really tank and then rise back up. All right, once again, thanks for all the interesting emails. You can email me to americatonight.net. Click on contact, just like that.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hanging with us as always here on America Tonight. So let's jump to some interesting numbers for this version of We Can Count. How about this? Just earlier in the week, Alan Thicke died at the age of 69. He was the dad on Growing Pains. But one thing that I found out in looking up a little bit about his career is he was also a pretty prolific songwriter. Yeah, how about that? So his songs included the original Wheel of Fortune theme song. One of his other songs was Different Strokes, which was pretty iconic at the time. I guess he and his then wife, Gloria Loring, and a guy named Al Burton were the vocals on that. Then there was another show called The Facts of Life. And the theme song, the opening tune to that for Different Strokes, was also something that he wrote and did. So it wasn't just he was the dad and was an actor on Growing Pains and some other sitcoms and whatnot. No, he was also somebody who dabbled in and had some great success, apparently, in writing songs, because, I mean, there's a handful that I said. So Alan Thicke, dead at the age of 69, having a pretty interesting career, and a lot of that is what people are talking about. All right, how about this? Boeing and jets. Oh, always talking about Boeing and jets, right? So Boeing sells 80 jets to Iran Air. This is the biggest U.S.-Iran deal since 1979. They finalized it. Despite opposition from a lot of lawmakers, including our president-elect Donald Trump. So Iran Air is going to get 50 737s and 30 777s, and they're going to be delivered in 2018. So there's some big, giant numbers for you. The total, here's the bigger one, the total value of the deal, $16.6 billion. This is the biggest between the U.S. and Iranian businesses since 79, since the revolution. In addition to the 80 planes that Boeing is going to make for Iran Air, Boeing also got a license to help Iran Air find 29 other Boeing aircraft, because Iran is working to modernize their fleet, which is the oldest and most dangerous in the world. Years of sanctions, apparently, have left that airline with outdated and unsafe planes. So there you go. That's pretty big. That deal is pretty big. $16.6 billion, and who knows, there could be more deals probably in that direction. All right, so we continue to drill down on different numbers here on We Can Count. And how about this? 'Tis the season, right? And since it is the season, I happen to catch this quick story. Do you know they're harvesting 1 million Christmas trees by helicopter? Yeah. Tree farms. The largest Christmas tree farms in the world are located, and many of you are listening to me, in Oregon, but it's in Corvallis, Oregon. And what they do is they use a combination of helicopters and by any means to lift the trees, and that's how they remove the trees. I think this is, I mean, you can easily look it up, but I have seen a YouTube video on this, and wow, it is pretty cool. If they've got to harvest 1 million trees, what they do is you've got guys on the ground, all over the ground, who are chopping down the trees, really sawing them down. And then you've got the helicopters, especially the big ones, that are pulling them out. They wrap them up and pull them out. That's just wild to see it. It's worth it. If you're listening to me and you can get to YouTube, go and check it out, because it's pretty spectacular, actually, to see the trees being lifted, these tree farms. And, of course, that's where so many of the great trees come from. Douglas firs. That's my favorite, Douglas firs. Okay, moving on to yet another one. Are you sad? Khloe Kardashian finalized her divorce. You know, there are other Kardashians. I just happened to see this, but a Los Angeles judge has finalized the divorce of Khloe Kardashian and Lamar Odom. That's been a long saga. The reality TV star had filed for divorce way back in May, for the second time in her marriage to the former NBA player. So this time, I guess it's just done. And as part of the divorce agreement, their joint company, Clomar, is going to be dissolved according to court documents. They had a prenuptial agreement, so it was pretty down and dirty, as they say, sadly, in the divorce business. I know a few divorce lawyers, and they say it's like losing a limb in doing these divorces, just as a quick aside here. All right, let's move on to some more numbers. How about this? Gifts. We're getting close to the time where people are already have sent gifts, but are thinking about other gifts that they can get. And I was reading an interesting story about these gifts, traveling gifts, that what do people who travel all the time want? Because it has to be small. And I was reading a thing about one of the things you could get is an Apple SD card reader, because if you have a card reader when you're uploading the photos and all of that and you're sharing, that the memory card slides into the reader plugs into the iPhone, the phones appear on the phone, and that's it. Ba-da-ba-da. It's pretty cheap, actually. It's like under $30. Then there's this F1 fitness kit, and the fitness kit is about $48. And what it has is, it's like a traveling gym. So a workout routine, they give you a little travel workout routine, a jump rope, resistance bands, so you can use the resistance bands. I guess it really folds into pretty much nothing and works so that you have no excuse not to work out. How about that? All right, here's another one, the Hideaway bottle. So it's this collapsible bottle, and it looks like a hockey puck, but then it expands to about 12 ounces. It has a carry handle and a flip-up straw, so it's a travel thing. You can toss it in a pack or toss it in your bag or whatever. $15 for that baby. $15. I'd say that's pretty good. How about this? Pinch provision travel kit. So remember, you know how you forget things? Oh, I've been there. The 18 things that you get in this for $26, stain remover, hello, I could use that, emery boards, pill containers, wrinkle remover, breath freshener, deodorant, all that kind of stuff. Because you know what? That's what happens, of course. You spill all over yourself, and then you've got to get those stains up, right? I don't know. I wonder how many people listening, it'd be interesting to see the demographics, how many of you listening to America Tonight fall into the category of mostly working from home, because now that is so huge. Working from home has just completely exploded. I was just reading a story in Bloomberg about the change of, you know, the corporate workspace, that now with the amount of people that do telecommuter or work from home, basically the offices that they have are kind of like not offices anymore, and all you need is a space. You have a landline, you have your computer going, and that's it. And then the home office. And I was surprised at what they talked about statistically, that the currently, you know, they're talking about 60% is the number. And I'm like, 60% of what? I mean, 60% of the workforce is not working in an office. They're working at home. That seems a little high to me. I don't know where the statistic came from. But call center jobs, all kinds of jobs, writing jobs. It's true. Especially independent contractors and sole proprietors. They say they claim about $11 billion in deductions, which would be home deduction. So there's a little bit of a tax benefit there with the home office utilities expenses. But there's other things that happen as well that you don't get to take advantage of when you have the corporate office at your house. But like I said, there are other things you can take advantage of, too, to even think about taxes. But it's the end of the year. So once the end of the year comes, then what does the conversation turn to? Of course, taxes, taxes, taxes. Yeah. Right? All right. So let's dive into one more thing. And this is a story that we've talked about before. I'm sure you've seen stories on it about the bees disappearing. Have you noticed that? And I was thinking to myself, I don't know, am I noticing bees disappearing? I actually got stung by a bee for the first time in forever this past summer. But the bee species is starting to fall apart. In August, Robin Thorpe, the entomologist from the University of Cal Davis, did a little feature with somebody on CNN, and he said that if you're looking for, you know, bumblebees, a lot of them are extinct. But is it that they're just hard to find? And he says, he's suggesting that it's hard to find, that, you know, they're just really, really hard to find. And people are warning about extinction, but that he thinks it's not that. He says it might be elusive for people to find them, but that if you look and you look in the right areas, you'll be able to find one of those 20,000 species of bees in the world. 20,000, wow. That's more than birds, reptiles, mammals, the western honeybee. They live in big social hives. They produce honey, of course. Wow. I mean, 20,000 of them? I love seeing the picture of the bees up close. Right? I mean, maybe that's it. I don't know. Let's see a bunch of them. Can you really see them? All right, that's a wrap for We Can Count.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love.
What a pleasure to be joined on America Tonight by Don Most. You might remember him as Ralph. I'm sure you remember him in Ralph in the iconic series Happy Days. But he is also a wicked singer. I was just listening to some of his tunes, and I want to dig even deeper into the archive. Somebody turned me on to Don's stuff. And he's got a new CD titled Swinging Down the Chimney Tonight. I love that song, although I'm a terrible singer. He's a great singer. Hey, Don, thanks for coming on the show.
Kate, thank you very much for having me.
So tell me what it was like to, I mean, you sing, you do shows, you do a lot of the, I call it like kind of the swinging tunes. I lived in California and had the pleasure of going to Vegas a bunch, and I love the whole Rat Pack, Sinatra, Dino, and that kind of thing. And you're touring with a band that performs where you sing and you do the swinging hits like that, which is awesome that you can reach back and do it, because I think people long for that nostalgia. But what's it like, before we talk about that, to do holiday recordings? That's pretty fun, huh?
Yeah. What happened was, after I started doing my live show a few years ago, a lot of people were encouraging me to record. We started with a regular CD, which actually will come out in February, and that's called The Most Mostly Swinging. And, it, you know, it's all the great jazz standards and the swing stuff, and like you were talking about, some of the Sinatra kind of music and Bobby Darin and all the greats and songs from the Great American Songbook. But then when we finished, it came out so well, and my managers and the record company, they were, you know, so happy with it. And my producer said, you know, we should do a few Christmas songs because it might be a good thing to get that out even prior to the release of the main CD to help spread the word of what you're doing, you know. So we didn't have a lot of time to get out in time, so we did four songs, and we figured we'd put out what, you know, they call an EP, which is not a full CD, but it was a nice sampling of some Christmas songs, and it was a lot of fun. We decided to do some in the swing vein, but then there were a couple of real traditional songs as well, like the Christmas song that Nat King Cole made famous, because that was always one of my favorites.
Yeah, so I was going to ask you that. So did you have a favorite? Would that be maybe the favorite in this little compilation?
Yeah. That's a tough one. It's right up there. You know, it varies. It's like when I listen to them, one time I'll say, oh, I like this one the best, and then another time another one strikes me. I also like that one, but The Man with the Bag is a lot of fun, too. It's a big band swing song and a little more jazzy, and I like that one a lot, too. I guess those two. But then I also do, we have a real fun time with Santa Baby, which we do as a duet, and there's a wonderful singer, Becky Martin, that I do it with, and it's very different approach to Santa Baby, and the musical styles shift back and forth between one for the guy and one for the girl, and it's very interesting. And then, of course, there's it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, which you can't go wrong with that. So it's a really nice kind of variety of styles and feelings, and I'm pretty happy with it. It came out great.
So you obviously have a big acting background. It's not just Happy Days. You've done a lot of film work, and you still continue to do that. Did you always have the passion, though, for singing as well?
Actually, it was prior to acting that I started out as a singer when I was very young. When I was 14 years old and 15, I got picked to be part of this sort of nightclub review. It was from a school that I was going to, and then they picked, you know, there were seven or eight of us in that age range, and we were part of this nightclub review, and I sang in the nightclubs of the Catskill Mountains, which was a resort area upstate New York that was big back then. So I was doing that before I was acting. And then after that season, I switched gears and enrolled in a more serious workshop and acting class. And I kind of moved in that direction and started getting some work and really going after that in a big way. But always knowing that I would come back to the music at some point. Now, I don't know why it took me this long, because I'm loving it. But there's a reason and time for everything. And I did come back to it, although I'm not going to stop. I still want to continue acting, directing, but I'm loving doing this so much. You know, I just did a show in New York City at Feinstein's 54 Below and had a wonderful time. And I have a show coming out here in Los Angeles at a great jazz club called Catalina's Bar and Grill, which is in Hollywood, and I have that coming up the 21st. So I love the live shows, and now the recordings, getting in the studio with unbelievable musicians and great jazz guys and arrangements and all that. It's just it's an incredible high.
Yeah, how fun is that? And you mentioned you haven't stopped directing or acting. Is there more opportunity now because you see the explosion of Netflix and Amazon and other vehicles? Is there more opportunity? I heard a thing with Jennifer Aniston the other day where she said, oh, TV's where it's at. I mean, there's just so much to do. So that's great for actors.
Yeah, there is a lot more content. More outlets and they're doing some wonderful things in all of these, you know, alternative outlets, and I don't know what you call them, cable and the new outlets. I'm seeing it. And, you know, I mean, I was focusing on the music the last couple of years. So I'm now like starting to put the big push on with my agents to get me some good roles again, because, I miss that. So, I'm hoping that we'll I'll find some of those great roles on these new shows that are going on.
Yeah, absolutely. The world lost a great guy that you knew, Gary Marshall, this past year. What was Gary Marshall like?
Oh, Gary was one of a kind, an incredible guy with you know, comic genius, and he was our leader on Happy Days, and he led many other shows and movies, he really helped bring us together as a family. He formed a baseball team for us, and we traveled around the country touring major league parks, playing in games, and so we had incredible experiences together, and a funny guy, but a very warm and caring guy as well. We will all miss him a lot.
Yeah, as you said, it's like a family, but everybody's doing a million things in a million different directions. Do you ever, every once in a while, get together, you know, with Henry or anybody else that was in your Happy Days cast?
Yes. Anson Williams, who played Potsy, and I, we get together a lot. We live fairly close to each other, and we see each other all the time. Henry, we stay in touch. I had lunch with him not long ago, and I ran into saw Marion Ross at a function, and we got to hang out. It was great. I played golf with Scott Baio recently. So yeah, I mean, we stay in touch. Like you said, everyone goes and, you know, has a million different things going on, and so it's certainly not to the degree like it was when we were all working together, but there is that sort of sense of family that will never go away.
Yeah. So you're a golfer. Wow. I'm a golfer. So when you're out there,
yeah.
I mean, I hack at it. I try really, really hard, Don. So I'm just assuming you and Scott, I'm picturing the two of you, you know, walking down to your balls, and I'm thinking you're out driving him by, like, you know, 25 yards.
Well, not really. Not really. I mean, he can hit the ball pretty far. On occasion, every once in a while, I'll hit one maybe a little bit by him. But for the most part, he's probably out driving me these days. I haven't been playing as much as I would like. I've been so busy with the music. So I need to sharpen up again and then go out and play with him again so I could do what you're saying.
I love that. I want to tell everybody that it is a great CD. Get it Swinging Down the Chimney tonight, and we'll look for you live. I'd love to see you live sometime. And Catalina, you're going to be there at that jazz club you said on the 21st. So anybody listening to me, certainly in that area, go out and see Don Most.
Yeah, and I'm going to be... I'm going to be in Texas, at Greenville, Texas, in February, the Texan
cool.
Theater, and then Bay City, Michigan, in February as well. So for people out in the Midwest, you might be able to catch me. So I hope so. And then my other CD coming out in February, mostly swinging.
All right. So we will look for that too. And Greenville, I'll catch you in Greenville. I'll go out and see you in Greenville. That's not far from Dallas for people listening.
Oh, good. I was wondering. It's February. I think it's the 25th. It's either the 18th or the 25th at the Texan Theater, I believe it's called.
Texan Theater. Cool.
Yeah.
We will look for you there. Definitely. Don Most, thank you so much.
Kate, it was a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.